Hello, humans. Hello, humans. Sunday, December 28, 9:45 a.m. Obviously, we'll talk about silver for a few minutes. Money in general and all of this kind of stuff anyway. So we're at the... this is week one of sci-fi world, in my way of thinking, okay? Silver was the key marker for entering sci-fi world. And sci-fi world will be born in chaos. We're in a chaotic period now. It's going to get ever so much more chaotic as we go forward. And this will be true at all levels and everything. So we can expect all markets to be chaotic, right? We're at the point where the fiat currency scheme is dying and they don't have a replacement. And they don't have Kissinger around to come up with, to cobble together another form of it as he did when we went off the gold window and he created the petrodollar 2 weeks later. All right, so we've always had, up until recently, when we had the geopolitical problems and Saudi Arabia broke away from the petrodollar, up until that point, we've always had commodity-backed money. All right, so, and first it was gold and silver as money, right? And then we had, and I should say commodity-backed fiat or commodity-backed currency, because that's what we had up until the petrodollar collapsed. And since then, we've been on nothing. The escalation in the creation of the fake currency has gotten to the point where it's now worthless, and the whole scheme is collapsing, as we see reflected in commodity prices. Okay, these have been triggered by silver. Those of us all of us old farts, we knew it would happen this way. We knew silver was being suppressed, and it was the key point at which everything would break. And it indeed has. It's the whole process has started. Can't be undone now. We're already into it. It can't be reversed. It can't be deflected. It can't be stopped. It's going to continue. They could set a government price of $200 an ounce on silver, and that they're going to shoot you dead if you pay a dollar more, and it won't matter. The people will still pay more. They'll just go outside of the reach of that particular jurisdiction in whatever its restrictions are. Because we're in a bind, all right? And this bind is civilization ending if we don't overcome it. And so we can predict a certain level of things to occur. We can predict, for instance, that the 2.5 pounds, I think it's a kilogram, so 2.2 pounds, of silver required for the batteries from the Samsung's new invention that charge in 9 minutes and give you 600 miles use for a 9-minute charge. We can predict that that's going to be a part of a negotiation. We're now in a point of commodity negotiation. Every time we make, as a social order, every time we make commodity decisions, we affect other commodity decisions, or other commodities affect that decision at some point in the stream. So this gets so complex. But if you think about it, if we start producing these batteries that are that super duper and they charge in 9 minutes, that means that our likely that all of our charging gear is inadequate. It's not prepared to deliver the amperage you need to achieve that effect. Therefore, we're either going to limit the batteries and make that invention less useful, or there's going to be a giant demand for more copper in order to provide a charging infrastructure that would be adequate to the task. Or there's perhaps going to be an invention that would continually charge the battery as it's being used in some fashion. These are just predictable, right? And so we're in a point of week one of sci-fi world, and we're now starting to get into this choices and decisions in which we're dealing with commodity in a way that is society affecting. And this is going to continue. So this is going to be the way of the world for some time. We're now into an era of mercantilism, whereas we had been in the era of financial networkism, right? And so it's always been about commodities, that there's nothing other than commodities as a base for economic activity on this planet, in this materium, because commodities are the limiting factor, right? Resources. So if you've got unlimited food, you're going to fight over something else, right? So there'll always be some other commodity, something else, that's going to be a limiting issue for you until you get to the point where you can convert energy into the material that you want at your whim. And then at that point, you've reached another level of maturation in that species progression. Then your species could be self-sustaining forever, not limited by any resources other than energy itself, which is simply a matter of being able to move around to collect it in some form or create it, you know, zero point, etc. So here we are with now entering into this new sci-fi world, and we're seeing the effects in silver. There are some things that are predictable about this. China doesn't export any after January 1. Well, pretty soon U.S. will say that. Pretty soon U.S. will start U.S. government will start having programs to promote gold and silver mines. So they're not after the gold so much as the silver. But they'll take the gold as the motivating factor to get into it. So we'll see regions in the West that will be attractive for such new endeavors. Washington, Oregon, California, you know, we've had gold rushes in these areas before in Alaska, and we can get at it again, right? And so maybe we'll start mining the sands in Nome for silver as well as gold, and that gold would be basically the byproduct of our quest for silver. We'll also see other changes, like I say, in things like copper. So the copper market will become very tight. Copper is a commodity. Once the silver fluctuations within the financial markets start becoming more known, copper will become another key element in this. Not as much, not as rapidly, not as much pressure, but it will also mature over time as being a squeeze point, maybe 3 or 4 years, right? Anyway, so I'm expecting that as we enter into this age of mercantilism, some things will occur. And we're in a real world, a real sci-fi world anyway, with all this strange shit going on in the oceans and underground and up in the air and out in space. Got 3-Eye Atlas and, you know, strange sounds rumbling out of the ground as somebody is driving some kind of a boring machine under Cincinnati. And all of this sort of thing, right? Okay, so in this new world, I'm expecting there will be people that used to work in financial, let's call it arbitrage, and they'll start working now in commodities arbitrage, and that they'll start accumulating Federal Reserve notes, which is really all you can accumulate at this point, but they'll be building inventory. So their goal will be to do things like, you know, obtain big piles of silver for their particular company that makes solder or whatever the fuck, right? And they'll actually have the silver trucked up to them wherever the hell they are and, you know, and put in vaults and crap because it's a necessary production material. All right, so these guys will need to... all right, so they'll be operating in a world in which the financialization network that's global will be breaking down. We've seen this before in past civilizations, and it leads to mercantilism, where everybody has to protect their own interests and so on. And then that leads to the throwing out of or the accumulation of inventory of all different kinds, right? And then there's also the secondary effect of that, and that's the financing of that inventory. Here, these people will be trying to do this in a world without the banking structure that we have now. And this will lead to, in my opinion, to these guys using the crypto market as their vehicle for both financing and for stashing the money as they're waiting to be able to purchase and for contract settlement. So way back in the day, and we're talking even before I knew it was going to be crypto, and even before I knew it was that I was talking about anything like Bitcoin, there was this concept in the data reports of a new form of money. Well, that's what Bitcoin is, the digital money. And the new form of money was going to be used for international settlements. Government to government, corporation to corporation, et cetera, et cetera. And this is also an aspect of that. And so I think they'll be using Bitcoin and so on in settlement of commodities contracts globally. And we're already seeing it now, as these global commodity exchanges break down, as we're seeing with silver. It's already starting to crap out. Their network is starting to fracture, and individual parts compete with each other. Some of the effects that we're going to see as a result of the current situation relative to commodities, relative to the end of the Ponzi scheme that is fiat currency, etc., and the social problems, are going to be, they'll be felt probably very acutely initially within those industries that are going to be commodity limited, where these guys will actually start renting warehouses, you know, all of this kind of stuff, spending money differently in order to be able to keep going in their business here in the near future, because it'll happen fairly quickly as the financial system comes unraveled here. The changes in corporate behavior may not be as observable by most humans. We will see things like government, some form of a method of control on the use of silver, right? Because here's the problem. We have the Samsung guys needing the silver. We got all the regular people needing silver. The demand for silver is way up. People are now starting to buy silver mines in one form or another in order to supply their own need for it. And we have a hidden need, which is all the alien reproduction vehicle shit, right? We don't know how much silver is required for those things. It may be quite significant. It's tied in there. The silver suppression is tied in with the alien issue. So, you know, or the UFO issue, however you want to think about it. Let's see. It's going to be a great year for a lot of different things. We may be actually, you know, I don't want to say that we're having a complete year being dominated by the financial situation. It's going to be up and down with a lot of other crises. So, a good perspective on this, really, of what we're entering and where we're at, is like with the Yuga cycles. We're dealing with thousand-year cycles here, multiple thousand years. The commodity cycle that we're on now arguably is 2,600 years old. And we have other. I actually think it could go back to the collapse of the Bronze Age, and this is bronze in the sense of the metal, in 1177 BCE. That was the end of the last commodity-controlled age. Okay, so there was a global civilization. And even at a crude level, 100 years ago, or, you know, and older, and it was based on bronze. And there was actually global metals transport. And it collapsed because several copper areas in the northeast United States were dug out, right, and emptied. The easily recovered copper disappeared, and then there went the whole Bronze Age civilization. It affected places as far away as Egypt Middle East, because the transport was no longer there. Anyway, so, but at least 2,600 years, we've had this financial versus commodity cycle thing going. We had various different levels of isolation, and so this is a wheels or gear within gear within gear within gear kind of a cycle thing that's completing. So there's all these different kinds of cycles, not only the 70-year cycle on the petrodollar now ending, all of these kind of things, but also the major commodity revaluation. And then we're now also getting into an area of, or an era of critical decisions that have to be made, right? So we don't know what the unknown, there's an unknown level of demand for silver on the part of the reverse engineered alien stuff. We don't know how much they need, but it does put pressure on the existing above ground stock to some degree, and they're fudging the numbers, so we can't really even judge the degree. But they do need it. There's going to be a real choice coming up here, right? Will the United States Department of War and the Trumpitos, the admin, will they decide that they're going to put their efforts into reproducing existing technology, such as, you know, nuclear bombs and shit, which also uses shitloads of silver? Or will they put this very strategic and critical material into these new weapons, these new alien, reverse engineered alien weapon, right? Or technology converted to weaponry. I think they'll do that. I think they'll choose to go into sci-fi world, and we will more or less sort of let nukes and that kind of stuff fade away. And that this is also one of the reasons that Trump is not all that huge on pushing forever nuke war and stuff, right? It's a stupid use of silver, among other things, as well as, you know, stupid use of bombs and humans and so on. Anyway, though, so we're at this point where we're in week one. The changes will be quite severe. They're not going to stop. It'll continue all through 2026, 2027, et cetera, et cetera. You can think of this in a very realistic sense as a direct analog to 1922-1923 Weimar Republic and the decisions and choices that they were faced with. The choices and then the decisions that they were faced with, right? Because they had a period of hyperinflation. Now, our hyperinflation will be different. If you go and look up a strict definition for hyperinflation, it is the point at which the populace decides the currency is worthless, and they spend it as soon as they get it because they know it will be worth far less 10 minutes from now or 20 minutes from now or 2 days from now. So as soon as they get their paycheck, they convert it to currency and instantly spend it, try and get it all done right away. With credit, that doesn't apply so much anymore. It's like you're pre-spending your paycheck. So something entirely different, and a different mechanism is at play here and now. So under these digital financial network conditions, hyperinflation will express itself as the need for the banks to provide liquidity to keep various parts of the system going as value is sucked out of that part of the system. And so they will need to cover vast quantities of debt. The only way to cover the debt is to print more money, thus creating more debt. And it starts really snowballing at that stage, where their whole point is that for the creation of money is not the input of value into the social order, but rather to, quote, pay or cover the debt acquired on already existing resources having been consumed. And so our whole financial structure, the entire world is going to change. I doubt that we will be trading, in general, old silver dimes for, you know, gallons of milk, that sort of thing, right? I don't think it'll get that we'll go that route. I think we'll still deal in currency, albeit a really hyperinflating currency that where the hyperinflation is in the hands of the big banks and not the actual people, right? But nonetheless, the people will suffer from it because the banks will need to have so much liquidity just to keep things rolling along. Now, it's my expectation that over the course of the next 2 years, and it may be in the works now, that we will get to another form of a commodities-backed dollar. All right. I don't think it's going to be XRP or any of these cryptos. I don't know that we could effectively attach commodities to existing cryptos. You'd probably have to engineer something, but nonetheless, that exists as a possibility that we will have a crypto or a digital form of a commodities-backed currency. And by backing, I don't mean convertible. All right. So what I do mean is that there would be a basket of currencies, just like with the constitutional dollar, it said it was, 325 grains of silver, right? That kind of thing. Maybe we'll get a definition for a constitutional dollar that would be, backed by a portion in cryptos, a portion in oil, a portion in gold, and I doubt ever a portion in silver, because they'll need the silver for strategic and critical uses, and they won't want anybody to know how much they've got, so they're never going to allow an assay of that. But gold, yeah, sure, they could do that. So you could have a, just like the BRICS, you could have a basket that backs your currency, and the inherent value in the currency would float up and down relative to existing Federal Reserve notes as the value of those various commodities rose or fell within the Federal Reserve notes. But at some point, the Federal Reserve note will be, and it should go fairly rapidly, phased out, where we just won't give a shit about it anymore, and we won't even use it as a metric for valuation, right? So you might see a new car priced in Bitcoin, or ounces or something, right? Some other metric other than Federal Reserve notes. And maybe it'll be priced in constitutional dollars 3 years from now. And we'll see, in my opinion, we will see at least a 500-to-1 on the constitutional dollar versus the Federal Reserve note, right? So we'll get 500 Federal Reserve notes for each constitutional dollar, maybe even more. It's going to depend on the actual basket, the commodities in the basket that they choose to use to back the thing, and the mechanism whereby that backing is transmitted in terms of value to the digital dollar that they'll be introducing. It's complicated and complex as well, but that's where we'll end up going. But this is just the beginning of the complexity of 2026 and onward, because we've got the space aliens, we've got weird shit going on the moon, all kinds of stuff happening, and it's going to get even more energetic as more unexplained and more, I guess, ignored, not necessarily denied on the part of officialdom, but sort of just ignored. They're hoping it'll go away if they don't talk about it, kind of thing. So there will be a lot of stuff like that, just like chemtrails. They don't really address it. They just sort of ignore it, hoping it'll go away and you're not going to get on their case too much about it because there's all this other shit happening. So anyway, 2026, hell of a year, eh? A space alien invasion. We don't know, it's not. Fucking drones, weird shit in the sky all the time in terms of zippy lights and craft and orbs and all of this kind of shit, If I was going to make a space alien invasion, it would look a lot like this. Anyway, and then now we've got the financial system undergoing giant upheaval, which is going to affect political systems and crash all different kinds of things around the planet, making very huge amounts of change, all happening at the same time. And there's going to be attention and interest paid to the moon in a serious way next year. And in our oceans as well. So not only the moon, but the oceans, and now once again we've got strange boring noises. Is it the ant people? Are the ant people going to go and invade Cincinnati? I don't know. Anyway, though, it's going to be a very energetic, captivating and interesting year. If you're not paying... Okay, so you can't pay attention to everything, in my opinion. You need to, concentrate on those things that are important to you, get them settled in your mind, get an idea where they're headed, and then, not sweat it so much and not try and keep up with everything that the media and the social media is going to try and shovel out at you. But I think that by the end of next year, by the end of 2026, we'll see a different focus on how social media is operating. And that may or may not be good. We'll just have to see how it goes. And I don't mean like, British restrictions or anything like that. Different concept here entirely. A lot of different changes coming up. I think that's about it. Yeah, so that's it for this one. Be sure and train your mind every day and exercise every day. And practiced armed self-defense every day, just so you'll be able to get the most out of this game that we call life. Talk to you later.